Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which comes to you each week from the McHugh Center at the University of Virginia. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. My guest today is quarterback Matt Johns from the football team. Matt, thanks for stopping by. How's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You are fresh off a critically acclaimed appearance on the UVA Sports Off the Record show with Austin and Caroline, whose last names, unfortunately, I do not know. What kind of feedback have you received from classmates and teammates and anybody who saw that video?
It's been pretty funny. You know, I don't have the best dance moves, so I was getting some heat for not the smoothest dance moves. But, you know, it was a lot of fun doing something with them outside of sports, and they've done Justin Anderson, Anthony Harris, Kanan Severin,
yeah.
And so it's a fun little project they have going, and it was good work with them.
Final exams start tomorrow, which is Thursday. What does your exam schedule look like?
It was a very stressful time for all student-athletes and students here, and I have two finals coming up in the next 2 days, and then next Tuesday I have my last final, and then I'll be out of here.
You were one of four football players who received the Cavalier Academic Achievement Award at the end of spring practice this month. I know you take your study seriously. What are you majoring in, and do you have any idea what you might want to do in the working world whenever your football career ends?
I'm an economics major here at UVA, and, you know, it's a lot of stress outside of football, but I think that helps keep me focused on separate my stuff on the field to off the field. And I'm not really sure what I want to do. Something maybe in the banking industry or investment banking, something along those lines. I'm not really sure, and I'll probably worry about that when it comes closer to the end.
You've been on the academic honor roll here, right?
Yeah.
In ACC. Is that something, is that important to you?
Absolutely. That's what I shoot for every semester, and that's how the academic coordinators really able to get you keep on track. And if you get the ACC honor roll every semester, it's definitely an honor.
The spring game was April the 18th at Scott Stadium. 5 days later, of course, Coach London released an updated depth chart, and the position that generated the most discussion, as it always does, was quarterback, where you were listed number one and Grayson Lambert is number two. How confident coming out of spring ball were you that you had done enough to win the job?
You know, I was pretty happy with my production in the spring. I kind of went out every day with a clear mindset, just trying to play football and have fun and get back to the roots of just having fun and loving the sport. And I wasn't sure when they would make a decision, and they made it when they did, and I left that up to the coaches, and I can't say if it was the right time, wrong time, and you know, I was happy with where it ended up, and I just left it at that.
I mean, the spring game, it was kind of an aberration for both you and Grayson, wasn't it? I don't think either one of you completed 50% of your passes that day, but throughout the spring, I know the coaches chart everything, and both of you had been more accurate than that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, spring game was
You talked after. It's an unusual format that doesn't necessarily lend itself to continuity.
Right. Sometimes it's hard to get into a flow because even though the offense is coming off the field, there's still the other offense going on. Defense is really never coming off. And, you know, we had a lot of guys banged up on defense, so a lot of those guys were playing both series. And, you know, it's a different flow. It doesn't necessarily have a real game flow, but it's something that is fun and we all enjoy here.
I know you and Grayson and all the quarterbacks are good friends and you work closely together. Obviously, only one quarterback can play at a time. So how do you keep this ongoing competition from negatively affecting your friendships among the group?
It's one of those things where once you step on the field, it's competition. You know, off the field, we leave it off there and we all work hard. And it's more of once you step in between lines, you know, this is a business and we came here to play football. And it's a competition. That's how we treat it. And that's how we treat it every day at practice. And it's going to continue to be like that.
You started the three games that Grayson missed last season and you played quarterback in six other games. When you look back on 2014, how do you assess your performance?
There was obviously a lot that needed to be worked on, but in terms of getting experience, I think that's what really helped me going into this spring. So what I really took from last season was the experience and trying to get the respect of my teammates that, you know, I can be the guy here, and that's what I took from it.
You're also the holder on extra points and field goals. How'd you end up in that role, and is that fun?
Yeah, that's actually – I love field goals. That's one of the plays where I really do look forward to it. Myself, Tyler Shirley, and Ian Fry, we call it the money team because we like to say it's a guaranteed 3 points, and obviously it's not guaranteed, but – that's something that I take a lot of pride in. I think it's a very under-recognized position in football. And, you know, someone always says, you know, if the snapper messes up or if the kicker misses it. But I think the holder has a lot of importance on the field. And I held in high school, so Coach Lewis asked me to hold, and I got down.
Did you take over for Jacob Hodges?
I did. And he gave me a few pointers on what worked for him. And Coach Lewis did a great job of coaching me on what I need to do better. And you know, I just went in one practice, said, can you hold? And I did, and they said, you're the guy. So it's something I take a lot of pride in.
Now, every team has a fake field goal in its playbook.
Uh-huh.
We have not run any, right?
Well, we have there? Actually. Well, not a fake field goal, but we had a two-point conversion against Duke my second year. So it was my redshirt freshman year here. And I hand the ball off to Gooch, and Luke Bowenko was at center, and he almost snapped it over my head, and I snagged it with my right hand, got it to Gooch, and he went in for the 2-point conversion, but ever since then, that's the only time we've used it.
But with a quarterback at holder, I mean, he's always a threat. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that forces other teams to respect it more than they might if it's somebody else, at least in theory.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we set up in our fake field goal look, and, you know, you can see the defense scrambling around because they don't know what's about to come.
Are you looking forward to an opportunity to throw a pass on a
I am. A, I am. I hope goal. It comes this year. I hope it comes this year.
The last time we saw you in an official game was at Lane Stadium in Blacksburg, where you were pressed into service after Grayson left with an injury. You took over at quarterback with about 90 seconds left in the game, I think, with the ball on the UVA 11-yard line, needing a touchdown to win, all of which is less than ideal, obviously. What was that experience like?
It was wild. Lane Stadium is definitely a special place in terms of the atmosphere, and it was a lot of fun to play there. But, you know, I went in with 90 seconds, and I hadn't played in the past three games, and it was the fourth quarter, and it was freezing. And I said, you know, it's time to strap it on, and let's go score a touchdown. Unfortunately, we didn't, but, you know, there was the stadium was actually so loud when I ran down the field, and I saw the Virginia Tech players stop running at me. But I was thinking that it was going to be a big play, and we were going to go score, and, you know, the last play of the game was kind of rough. They just had everyone covered,
yeah.
And there wasn't really much where to go to the ball. But, you know, I think it was definitely a learning experience, and we'll build off that for future experiences.
You showed last season that you can make things happen with your feet when the play breaks down. But you also looked at times maybe a little reluctant to run. Is it tough to strike the proper balance between working through your progressions, you know, and also looking to take advantage of opportunities to run when they're there?
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I need to work on is getting to that third and fourth progression sometimes rather than just tucking the ball. That's something I'm really going to work hard on over the summer. And, you know, it's something that it's when you're out there, it's easy to say get to your third and fourth progression, but sometimes it's just a reaction to just run in, tuck in. Sometimes it worked out, sometimes it didn't, and that'll be something that'll be worked
on. How much did you run in high school?
I ran a lot, actually. We ran the spread offense in high school, so there was a good amount of times where I was running around the edge or just tucking and running off a pass play. But, yeah, no, in high school, I think I had 7 or 8 rushing touchdowns my senior year.
Your offensive coordinator, Steve Fairchild, who's also the quarterback's coach, said last week that he expects the offense to be better this season in part because of the veterans you have back on the line at quarterback with you and Grayson and a wide receiver. Will you be disappointed if the offense is not more productive this fall?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we need. We need to be more productive. You know, our offensive line had a great spring. Our running backs had a great spring between Jordan Ellis, Daniel Hamm, and Smoke. Our wide receivers, it's great to have TJ Thorpe, Kanan Severn back, Andre Lavrone. You know, those are three studs right there, and it's definitely something that we need to be productive. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it, and that's where we need to go with it.
I mean, it was really a patchwork offensive line last year because of injuries, and guys were just pressed into action. There seems to be much more stability there this year, experience, and that's not even including Jay Whitmire and Sadiq and Eric Tetlow, who should be back for training camp. How much better do you feel kind of about the line and what it can do this year?
We feel a lot better. You know, there's First of all, the experience is what helps a lot. You know, we had some young guys last year. This year, you know, almost the starting five that they released at the end of spring, you know, those guys have a lot of experience. And Coach Borbley's done a great job with just having them be really tough and physical. And it's a lot of fun to play with them.
You mentioned T.J. Thorpe, who transferred here from North Carolina. He created a lot of buzz with his play in the spring game. What is the addition of a veteran like him, you know, meant for the offense?
It's meant a lot, you know, in terms of a mentality aspect as well, because he comes in and he likes to have fun and he has a loose mind and he's a very creative football player in terms of making people miss in space and getting open, and he has sure hands. So it's a lot of fun playing with a veteran. You know, he's not a guy who's coming in who's tense. He just relaxed and goes out there every day and has fun and does what he does.
You are a member of the team's leadership council, which this year consists of 14 players. For those who aren't familiar with it, what is the council's role in the program? How often do you guys meet? And do you just meet with each other and Coach London every time, or do you meet separately and then go to him with issues?
We've met separately a few times, and it really consists of there's the four captains that were elected. And they're the main speakers within the leadership council. And then from there, they like to send the message to those who are in the leadership council, and then we kind of divvy that information out to the rest of the team. So it takes the role off of the captains, you know, putting all the pressure on them, and it gives more leadership responsibilities within the group.
You grew up in Chalfont, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Did I get it right?
Yep. Chalfont,
about 35 miles north of Philadelphia. Are you an Eagles, Sixers, Phillies, Flyers guy across the board?
I'm a Steelers fan. I'm a diehard Steelers fan, but we love the Eagles. Since they're in different divisions, we can root for both. The only time I would root against the Eagles was if they're playing the Steelers. So
you don't have a Tim Tebow jersey?
No, I do not. I do not.
Do you root for the other Philly fans?
I do. I'm a Phillies fan. Yeah. I'm not a huge hockey guy, but yeah, we do. I always like to make it out to a few Phillies game every year.
Your bio on VirginiaSportsNet.com says your grandfather played football at Gettysburg College. Were sports a big deal in your family?
Absolutely. When you were growing up? Absolutely. My mom ran track. My dad played basketball. My older brother was the quarterback at CB South right before I was. And then my little brother, he's a quarterback right now. He's in ninth grade. And he'll hopefully be the future successor at CB South. But, it's always been a big part. But I actually grew up loving basketball. That was my first love. And my junior year, my high school coach came from Princeton, and he had coached in college for over 20 years. And he really just changed my life in terms of my love for the game of football. And he just changed my game from a physical standpoint with my footwork and my mechanics. And that's really where it took off and for football. But my pop-up has always been hard on us about football. And my mom and dad have been very supportive in just letting us play whatever we want. And I'm really thankful for that.
All right, trivia question. Can you tell me the nickname of Gettysburg College's athletic teams?
Yes, they are the Bullets.
Yes, they are. Very good.
Bullets. Yeah, one of my best friends, she actually goes there right now. So she always keeps me updated on the Bullets.
Your bio also says you played piano for 7 years. Are you the best musician on the football team?
No, actually, Ryan Santoro is. Ryan Santoro is a great piano player. I haven't touched a piano in probably 6 or 7 years, and it's something I want to touch back on. But yeah, no, I played piano when I was young, and it's something
I enjoyed. It must be like a Philadelphia quarterback thing, because Mark Verica was a musician here. So, one of your closest friends on the team, and maybe away from the team, is Kanan Severin. How did you guys get to be so tight? Were you roommates when you were first years? Or?
Yeah, we were not roommates my first year. We kind of – Kanan, you know, he's kind of a free spirit. Everyone loves Kanan. He just kind of wanders around. And we just became good friends through living at Gooch Dillard our first year. And myself, him, and Jackson Mateo. And it was pretty wild. The first game against UCLA, you know, Jackson snapped it to me, and I threw it to Kanan. And it was a pretty special moment. But Kanan, he's just a lot of fun to be around. He's a really hard worker and someone that really pushes me to be the best I can be.
Kanan had a breakout season last year. which I think surprised some people, including maybe some inside the McHugh Center. As a teammate, you know, were you kind of aware of his potential, and did you think he could be that good, or did what he did surprise you as well?
That was kind of what we expected of him. You know, he worked really hard in the summer, and everyone talked about how hard Kanan worked, and it paid off. And I was very happy for him. And you know, he set the expectations now, and he's ready to have another season like that.
I've heard a number of people comment on the fact that you appear to genuinely have fun on the field, and you stay loose, and you don't seem to get rattled by pressure. Have you always been that way, you know, athletically?
Yeah, I would hope so. You know, it's hard for me to sit and say that, but I think staying loose is what helps put the last play behind you, and that's something I've really taken pride in, because if you throw an interception, have a bad play, you know, that's football. Things like that are going to happen. So it's all how you react to the next play, and Coach Borbley said it to me once in the spring. He said, you're only as good as your next play.
Yeah.
And it's something I really, really take pride in, and try to just let go of the bad plays that are behind us and try to move forward.
There's not a lot of downtime at any point in the year for a Division I football player.
No.
It's, as you know, it's pretty much a year-round gig. Do you get a little break once exams end, and when do you have to come back here for summer school?
Yeah, I will. It's actually nice. I'll get to go home for probably 3 or 4 weeks in May, and I'll still be training at home, but it'll be nice to work out with my little brother and spend some time with the family, maybe go to the beach a few times, maybe amusement park, and that'll be my downtime. But I'll be back the first week of June, and we'll be ready to work.
All right, final question, then I'll let you go begin your study. The team came agonizingly close last year to becoming bowl eligible, 5-7, easily could have been 6-6, 7-5. How much has that near miss motivated the players during the offseason?
You know, it's been a lot. I think sometimes you can't focus on the record of the past season because it's done with, but it's definitely something that's stayed in the back of our minds. And Coach Ryan Tefford has done a great job of saying, you know, this is the small difference between winning and losing. And we were literally 30 seconds away from going to a bowl game. And, you know, hopefully we won't be that in that position this next year, and we'll have clinched it earlier on. But, you know, it's definitely something that has motivated us a lot. And we're a very hungry team right now, and I think it's going to pay off.
Matt, thanks again for your time. Good luck on finals.
Thank you very much.
I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Because of the exam break, it'll be a slow weekend around here. But check VirginiaSports.com for updates on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.